I'm Joe Phelps, pastor of Highland Baptist Church.
My name is Reverend Erica Whitaker, and I'm the senior pastor at Bugel Park Baptist Church.
My name is F. Bruce Williams. I'm senior pastor of the Bates Memorial Baptist Church.
Redlining is a government action of segregating and drawing literal and figurative lines to separate black and white people in different neighborhoods.
Rothstein builds case upon case to illustrate how local, state, and federal governments worked to really keep black people out of certain areas and force them into certain areas.
I think what African American people will say is, we've been telling you this all along.
As I read page to page, I just feel kind of this deep anger towards what has taken place relatively not so long ago.
I think every person of color who's reasonably awake knows intuitively that is the case because of experiences that they may have. For example, trying to get a loan for a house and not being able to get the loan.
Back in the 30s and 40s, when the red line maps were drawn, West Louisville was carved out as a less desirable place. They were having trouble with flooding. This was after the flood. And that was also where all the industry was. So let's put the black people there.
Something that I read in the book was understanding kind of the GI Bill and the New Deal and how that was only for the white Americans. The American dream was only offered to whites.
You can't fix what you don't face.
And the GI Bill benefited my white great-grandfather coming back from war. He was given an opportunity to buy a home. But those black men who fought alongside him were not given the opportunity to buy a home because the GI Bill was not offered to them.
And it's so nefarious and so diabolical that how systemic it is and how tightly it has been woven throughout the fabric of our country and community. If you're not careful, it could be overwhelming.
We blamed black people for poverty, when the reality is, if we're going to do any blaming, it needs to be against the agencies and the white institutions that took money from them, essentially, and have kept them in the position that they're in now of being impoverished.
We put a lot of pressure on the black community, on African Americans, to help teach us and to come out of our own kind of embedded racism. But we have to put forth more effort as white Americans to learn this on our own.
That mentality is, you need to do something because I'm not a part of the problem. And it's the typical, often white response is, well, you know, whether it's my ancestors or not, I wasn't here. I wasn't responsible for setting up the system. That's true. But you benefit from the system.
Maybe my government had some beneficial or kind reasons or logical reasons for doing what they did. Nonetheless, what they did has adversely affected black America. And I'm, as a white person, realize that I'm a person who got privilege as a result of what was taken from black people.
So you have a responsibility now. If you disagree with the unholy arrangement, then you can't just call on people who are victimized by the system to be the solution. A large part of the solution is the people who have influence and power and who benefit. What that requires then is that people give up privilege, which is difficult.
We often say, oh, well, that's in the past, but it really is a fresh history that we can find solutions for today.
I'm hopeful that our mayor will take some bold action and will come out with an executive order that tries to, in some way, repair the damage done.
It has nothing to do with resources or the skill set to be able to pull it off. It has to do with the will of the city. The city does not have the will to do it. And the city won't admit that that's it. They want to say that, we tried this, we've tried that. But the city is not a priority to the city. If it were, it would be done.
Is there some piece of property that's owned by the city in West Louisville that could be returned to people in West Louisville in such a way that it would empower the people in West Louisville to gain wealth and gain their own sense of power?
Case in point. I've been here long enough to remember what the riverfront and what downtown used to look like. It was terrible. The city decided that's got to change. There was nothing easy about that. There was no obstacle that made them say, ah, we can't do it. They did not stop until what they wanted to do was done because they had a will to do it. It had nothing to do with resources. Where there were no resources, they found them.
I think there is a call for people, especially people of faith, to repair the damage that's been done.
For too long, white people have been apathetic.
I think it's got to start one person at a time, one community at a time, one faith group at a time, and I think one city at a time.
It's the equivalent of thinking that because I don't live in that community, it's not going to affect me. That would be like being in first class in a plane, and fire catches on in the coach, and you think, well, that's in coach, not in first. If coach goes down, the whole plane goes down. Well, that's true about the West End. We're all connected.